Okay, today's daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We're on Kuf Lamed Aleph, second line. So we said yesterday and the day before that, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch holds that if you have a valid, bona fide Yorish, you can give him more than he deserves. Right? Again, you have a bunch of brothers, a bunch of sons. You can give the son, one son, more than the other sons. You're allowed to disinherit the other brothers, as long as he's a valid Yorish. You have some neighbor or some third cousin that's not a valid Yorish, that even though he's a third cousin, he's still related to you, but you have kids. Can't do that. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Shita. Now, Rava asked the following question. Is that only true by a Shchiv Meira or even a healthy person? Can even a healthy person do that? Or it's got to be a guy who's mamash on his deathbed. What would the reason be that this guy's going on his deathbed? Like we said yesterday, that the only difference about a Shchiv Meira is that his direction, his request will be honored without them being written down. That's the only difference between a Shchiv Meira and him. So the guy's a young, strapping guy, and he says, "All right, listen, you guys I don't like. I'm only giving everything to him. Does that work? He's 35 years old. Or only a guy on his deathbed. Why? Because on a guy on his deathbed, the imminence is much more apparent. His mom is going to die any minute. That's what we said yesterday.
How is switching it around? What happens if the guy writes it down?
So we'll get to that. Right. So the pasuk that we had yesterday, biyom hanchilo, biyom, the day. Thomas right now, the guy's a shimira. The guy's 35 years old. It's not biyom. That's Rav's question. Okay? Boy, it's a machlokas if we're even answering this question. It's a machlokas if we even answer this question. So boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. The bari ha'ech. What about a bari? What about a healthy person? Kik Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. When did Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch say his din? That's only b'shchiv mira, a shchiv mira, debar aruti hu. He's a guy that's really holding in the parsha of Yerusha, right? Like for example, let's say they have a seminar about inheritance laws. None of us are going to go to that, right? If they have who goes? The old timers. And they have a seminar about how not to pay tuition. We're all going to be there, and the old timers are not going to be there. Right? Because that's our parsha, and that's their parsha. So, Yishchimra's Bar Yerutihu. He's in the parsha of Yerusha. He's an old timer. Right? He's even worse. He's on his deathbed already. Right? Ava Babari Lo. But that not a healthy person, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch never said his din by a healthy person. Odilma, or maybe. I feel Babari Nami. No, even a healthy person, he said his din. What's the shayla? What's the answer? Ready for this? Here we go. Amalei Rav Mesharshia L'Rava. Rav Mesharshia says to Rava, I have an answer for you. Toshma, listen to this. Now, what we're going to quote now is not a brisa, it's not a mission, it's nothing. It's a statement of a Tana talking to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. D'Amar lo Reb Nassan L'Rebi. Rabbi Nassan pipes up and says to Rebbe, Rabbi Nassan's a Tana, he's talking to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he's also a Tana, and he says, Shinisem Mishinaschem K'Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. Your Mishnayis, you Rebbe wrote Mishnayis, you compiled Mishnayis. Your Mishnayis is in line, comports, it fits with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. That what? That you're allowed to change, that you can give to whoever you want. Where did that come from? Ditnan, because there's a Mishnah in Ksuvis, right? There's a Mishnah in Ksuvis that says, Lo kasav la benin dichrin. If a guy does not write in a ksuva the male children, the yehon liach minoi, that we will have together, inun yartin kesef ksuva sach, they will inherit the kesef of this ksuva, yoser al chalkehen, more than their share, the imavuhon, with their brothers, chayiv, he's still chayiv to do that, shetanai bezdin hu, it's a tanai bezdin. What's going on? So we learned already, something called ksuvas b'nin dichrin. Let's say you have a woman, and a woman is about to get married to this very nice man, and she's a nice woman too. And her father is willing to give the husband a nice big dowry. Right? And the problem is that if the woman dies before the husband dies, she predeceases, right? What's going to happen is all her assets that her father gave so she should get a good shidduch are going to go to the husband's other children from a different wife. Why? Because Yerusha only follows the husband. So the husband was married already. He had three boys. Now this woman's going to get into this shidduch. They're going to give a whole huge dowry. What's going to happen to that dowry? It's going to get transferred, not to her kids. It'll go half to her kids and half to the other kids. Let's say they only have one son, and he had three sons from beforehand. Three quarters of the stuff is leaving her family. She doesn't want that to happen. Nobody in their right mind would ever give a dowry. As Rashbam explained, we had that. Nobody would ever want to give a dowry. Why are you giving a dowry for it? It's going to get lost to the other kids. So therefore, to prevent this, they made a takana that says, a ksuvas b'nin dichrin, we'll put in the ksuva, anything you bring into the marriage, that's going to go to only your kids. So don't worry. It's not going to be shortchanged. Your family not being shortchanged. Your family assets will go after I die. They will be transferred to our kids together only. Only our male kids. Not to my other kids from other marriages. Don't worry about it. Isn't that a complete change of the halachas of Yerusha? Hilchas Yerusha says that when a man dies, all his sons inherit equally. Here, we're writing a document to change that. Nobody argues on the halachas of Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. Nobody disputes it. Everybody's okay with it. Right? Everybody's okay with that. So, how does that work? What's going on is, we're changing the rules of Yerusha. Exactly what Yochanan Baruch said. You can change anything you want. You can change the rules. Oh, we're going to get to that. Before we get to Xerah Darbanan. But that's his proof. We want to know, and by the way, when someone gets married, he's a healthy guy. Right? He's a healthy guy. He's not Shkimira. He's a young guy. He's 25 years old. All right, he had a marriage for earlier. Right? He made a mistake. He married the wrong girl. He had a kid with her. Now he's doing the right thing. He's getting married now to another girl. He said, wait a minute. What if I die first? This all the kids can inherit. No, we're going to write a ksuvas b'nin dichrin. Don't worry about it. You're going to be protected. Not only that, even if you don't write it, it's built in Tanayim Bezdin. You're stuck with it. You can't even get around it. Even if you don't put it in the ksuva, we're going to make sure, we're going to still make it apply. Why? Again, we want the girls to get married. So we want the fathers to be interested in giving them good dowries. And don't worry about it. Your assets are protected. Not going to leave the family. It's going to go to your kids. That's not Hilchas Yerusha. Exactly. It doesn't make a difference. You're right. It's not Hilchas Yerusha. It doesn't make a difference. Why? Ksuvas b'nin dichrin. What do you see? Yochanan Baruch is 100% correct. Not only that, we hold like this. Ksuvas b'nin dichrin. Nobody argues on it. Everybody agrees with it. So what do you see? Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, you're right. Rebbe, you wrote a Mishnah in Masechet Ksuvas, which is the exact same shita as Rabbi Yochanan Baruch. What do you see? That's how we hold. You want to know if it applies by a healthy person? Of course it does. Ksuvas b'nin dichrin for healthy people. People, young guy getting married. And what? Ksuvas b'nin dichrin. Right? Yeah. Ask the Ksam Sofer. We didn't finish the proof yet. We're gonna go further now. Ask the Ksam Sofer. Here's the answer. Right? Why? But why? Because it says Yartun. It says the statement says Inun Yartun Kesef. They will inherit the Kesef. Right? How are they inheriting Kesef? First of all, how are they inheriting Kesef? We're making a document right now. Right? We don't even need Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson comes along and says, how does this, it must be that Reb Yochanan Baruch is correct. The Mishnah in Ksuvas is black and white. Mishnah in Ksuvas says that boys inherit outside of the Dinim of Yerusha. What do you need Reb Nosson for? Reb Nosson has to point this out. It's black and white. Ksuvas b'nin dichrin proves that Yochanan Baruch is talking about healthy people. Right? We just got started here. This is not easy daf. Not easy at all. It's going to be back and forth, people changing their minds, back and forth. But so what's going on? So that's the Ksam Sofer's question. You understand the question? We need Reb Nosson to ask, to point out to Rebbe what's going on here. Rebbe's going to have an answer. Then Rebbe's going to say, that answer was a mistake. I may change my mind. And Reb Papa's going to have a kasha. And Abaye's going to have an answer. And Abaye's going to change his mind. A whole amid here to get to the proof that what? That Reb Yochanan are broken even by healthy people. The answer's right here. How could Suvas be indifferent? Otherwise, it's Suvas be indifferent. Doesn't make any sense. Obviously, Reb Yochanan broke is correct. What should stop? The Gemara should end right here.
No, not necessarily.
Why? Right.
And second of all, it may be considered a matan instead of considered
a... That's Rebbe's answer. Rebbe's answer is, it's not a din midin Yerusha, it's midin matan. That's going to be Rebbe's answer back.
Oh.
We're going to reject that answer, but the Chassam Sofer answer is, because, you know, the bottom line is, it's a machlokas in Ksuvas, there's a girsa machlokas. It should say Yirtun, which means Yerusha, or Yisbun, which means it's a matan. Since the machlokas, even though we resolve it in favor of saying it's a Yerusha, since the machlokas, that's why we didn't want to answer that, give that answer. Right. Right. That's his other answer. He says, "Efsha shatana b'mishna sober shirushas habal ain't a minat Torah." No. I'm sorry. The yirushas habal is not minat Torah. The fact that Yerusha Tabal, inheriting the husband, that's not Minat Torah, right? And the Chachamim made a din that a wife inherits, right? We said we weren't sure about that. That could be yes, could be not. That's not something to do with Yochanan ben Brocha. Therefore, to come along, no, this isn't Yochanan ben Brocha. Okay, very good. So your point is the rest of the daf. Okay? That's the point is the rest of the daf. So, V'amalo Rebbe. Rebbe answers back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. No, you have a Yisbun Tanan. It's not Medina Yerusha that a father will give the assets of his wife's family to his wife's children that he has together with her. That's not Medina Yerusha. It says Yartin in the Mishnah. It should say Yisbun Tanan. It should say it's a gift. It's a gift, and Bezin forces you to give that gift. Is it Medina Yerusha? No. It's Medina gift. We want to protect the wife's assets, right? Really, it's her father. We want to protect that. We force a gift. You don't want to give it? We're going to force you. How does that work? Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Right? They can do that. They're going to force it. Not nothing to do with Yerusha. V'amar Rebbe, then Rebbe says, Yaldus Hoisebi. That was foolishness, what I said. That was a foolish thing to say. Right? Vehe azti ponai b'nasan abavli. I was like an azas ponim to Reb Nosson. What kind of answer is that? I gave him an answer of Yisbun Tanan. What kind of crazy answer is that? I was foolish. Rosh Baruch said, tipshus. Right? It was a tipshus that I said such a thing. Right? Why? El de Kaimalon, because we know that benin dichrin lo tarfa mi mishabde. Benin dichrin cannot collect from nechasim mishubadim. Let's say the father is he sells everything he owns. He sells everything. His entire estate is sold. Then what happens? The wife dies. The wife predeceases. The boys wake up and say, hey, the ksuva's been in dichrin. Even if it's not a ksuva, it's still time bezin. Let's go collect some assets. They can't collect anything. Why? Those people don't have to pay. There's no collecting of nechasim mishubadim. Even though a regular ksuva does collect the chasim mishubadim, right? The husband dies. Wife says, "What am I going to do now? He died. He sold. He sold everything. She goes to the purchaser. Just give it back, right? I have a lien on you. A ksuva has a lien, but in Dichrin there is no lien. So says Rebbe. Wait a minute. If it's a gift, then amai lo tarfi mishabdei. Why won't they collect from the chasim mishubadim? In other words, it's no different than any other part of the ksuva. El shmamina yirtun tanan. It must be to Yerusha. It must be to Yerusha. It must be the lashon is Yerusha. Okay? And therefore, since it must be that the lashon is Yerusha, Reb Nosson asked me a great kasha. Reb Nosson's point is a well-taken point. His point was, obviously, this is like a Reb Yochanan ben Baroka. I gave him an answer, it's only a matana. That was ridiculous. can't be a matana. If it's a matana, then there should, then the rules of nechasim mishubadim should kick in. They don't kick in. So it must be it's midin Yerusha. What?
If I buy property, I have to know the person I'm buying from ever gave a gift. How could a gift be lien to property?
No, because it's not a gift. They speak about that. Because look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashbam of Amar Le Rebbe Yisbuntanan. It's four lines in the skinniest lines. Right? Yisbuntanan, V'divri Akolhi. That's everybody says that. Everybody agrees it's a gift. Hada Amar Rebbe, then Rebbe changes his mind. Says, no. Yaldus Vishtus Hayabi. That was ridiculous that I said that. Why? Sha'asti Panah Benasan Abavli. I brazen, just said anything. V'dechisav B'davar She'eno. I pushed him off with nonsense. Why? The Vada Yartan Tanan. I must say the lesson of Yartan. Why? The Kaimalam B'Ksuvis, because we learn in Ksuvis. You have it? You have it? The Ksuvas Benin Dichwin, that a Ksuvas Benin Dichwin, Lo Tarfa Mimishabdi, Mima She Machar Avihen. There is no Mechasim Mishubadim by Ksuvas Benin Dichwin. But, the Im Yitzbun Tanan, the Mashma Lashon Matana, have a Mashma Me'achshav. It's Mashma from right now. V'im machar le'echad havim etarfim mishabdi. Shehare kol nechasim mishubadim leksuvas iman. It's all tied to the ksuva of the mother. So yeah, the answer is yes. Anytime somebody sold property, the buyers, wait a minute, let's get married.
But the wife's dead.
What? No, in a normal case. In a normal case. Every time you want to buy property, wait, let's get married. But if I buy this property and he dies, the wife's going to come after me. That's every case. Why is this property different? Ksuvas ben indichman. It's tied to the ksuva. V'imahi shaita chala matanaso. And if at the moment, right now, right at the time of the sale, there's a gift over here, then have it tied from mishabdei. It'll be the lien on it. Who has a prior right? The son. This woman, the wife's son. They have a prior right. It must be Lashon Yartan. The Lashon Yerusha. Ena el achamisa. That's only after death. Yerusha is only after death. Mishum hachi lamatar from mishabdi. There's never a lien on Yarshan property. A son can't say, hey, my father sold this to you 20 years ago. Now he's dead. Now give it back. That you can never say. You can never say that. When can you say it? If it's tied to the ksuva.
So even though the mother's dead.
Right, because it's...
This link
exactly, because it's at the time of the marriage, the time the ksuv is signed, which is going to lead to the next question. It's a davish lo bala olam. That's going to lead to the next question. At the time this ksuv is signed, there are no children. They're not married yet. They just got married. It's a davish lo bala olam. That's going to be the gemara's next question. What's the difference, right? So before we get to that question, we're still over here. So Rebbe says back to Reb Nosson, that was ridiculous what I said. It has to be a Yerusha. And you have a very good point. It seems to be that we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. That's how it seems. Rav Nosson pointed out Ksuvas ben Dichman in Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch's favor. That seems to be true. Okay.
Does never lean on the land of Yerusha?
No, never.
Only to
that which is going to have later in the week. It's for Friday's daf. You want to disinherit your kids when they're still alive? You could go ahead and do it. Sell it to everything. Give it away. Sell it. Give it away. Your kids wake up after the death. Hey, give it back. You don't have a lien. Exactly. No one has a lien. Who has a lien? Only a wife. Ksuva has a lien. And not only that, if it's a real bona fide gift, then Bnei Dichlin also have a lien. But we're saying it's not a gift. So that's means in Yerusha. They also don't have a lien. No Yerusha has a lien. It's not easy. He'll have to show you his bank account. Look at this. I have enough in the bank account to pay. Don't worry about it. She's never going to come after you. I have enough assets that she's going to be protected from my bank account. Or there's a field over there that I'm never going to sell. That's going to be for her. Okay? Now. Yeah.
Who comes and you have sons and you have a wife? The
sons get a wife gets nothing. She has a ksuva. It's a different thing.
Ksuva
gets paid first.
From what?
But assets, yeah. Whatever his assets are.
From one piece of land. The sons get it or the wife gets
The wife gets first. She has a lien. She has a mamash lien. Okay, now. Man shmasle to isle high svara. Who holds from the svara?
The
Rabbi ben Barokihi. Ushma mina afilu babari. What do you see? Even a healthy person, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu's din applies. Why? Because it applies by Ksubas ben Dichrin. That's for healthy people. Young guy getting married. And what? What do you see? That the Yerusha, we proved it's a Yerusha. It goes to the other kids. You see now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Hu is right. That you can, not only is Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Hu right, all Mishnayos is like this. This is that we hold, that it can go to other people. Okay? Amalei Rav Papa Abaya. Wait a minute, says Rav Papa to Abaya. Wait a minute. Bein lamanda amar yisbun, bein lamanda mayartun. What's the difference if you say a lashon of yispun or you say a lashon of yartun? What's the difference if it's a gift or it's a yerusha? It should make no difference. It should not work. Why not? Ha'ein adam makna davar shelo bal olam. You can't be makna something that doesn't exist. You can't say under the chuppah, by the way, honey, don't worry about it. Any future children that we have together, I'm giving them the ksuva. The ksuva that's to you, all your assets from you, it's all going to go to them. They're not even born. Right? They're not born. Not only they're not born, they're not even potentially born. Afilu Rav Meir, even according to Rav Meir, Dara Makadav Shalom Balalam, he says you can be Makadav Shalom Balalam. He only says that one place in Shas. Only one time does he say that. No, not by the tree. It's only one place where he says it. You're allowed to marry a ger, I'm not going to become a Jew. It's level over low. Well, go ahead and become a Jew. Right? That's the only time he says it. That's only the Amar Hani Milu Davar Sheyeshno Ba'olam. It's physically in the world. All he's got to do is go to a bezit and become a gear. Physically in the world. The tree's here. The fruits have to blossom. All right. Aval Davar Shalobo La'olam, lo. Not in the world at all. They just got married. Right? Well, what are you telling me? That this is a valid kinyan? This is Lobo La'olam. Right? Good? Okay. The potential to have kids is in the world. What? No, it goes to the kids. It's the kids. They're not alive. They're not around. They're not born yet. Ella, what's the answer? What's the answer? Why does this work? Ella, Tanai Bezdin Shiny. The Tanai Bezdin. She said at the beginning, the Tanai Bezdin. What makes Suez Benin Dichwin work? The Tanai Bezdin. I love a Shalom Alam. That's so what? Bezdin can do whatever they want. Hachanami Tanai Bezdin. Hachanami Tanai Bezdin Shiny. So too here, a Tanai Bezdin is shiny. Tanai Bezdin is different. What does that mean? Just like we're allowing Ksuvas Benin Dichrin to work, even though it's a Davar Shelo B'Olam, because it's a Tanai Bezdin. Bezdin said, we understand it's a Davar Shelo B'Olam, but this need to protect the boys is so strong, because otherwise the father won't want to give the girls to be married. It's such a strong reason. We're gonna so to speak, violate this din of the end of Machshav Olam. We're going to allow it to work. So to Hachanami, we can answer Reb Nosson, right? Reb Nosson said that, you see, it's a raya that Reb Yochanan ben Baruch is correct. Lav dafka. Tanai Bezdin Shiny, right? It could be the Chachamim also that disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. They disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. They hold you cannot do this to children. You cannot disinherit. When do they say you? But they agree. But if the clue is for the different, you can. Normally they say, of course you can't. A guy sitting in his house got a bunch of kids. Him I don't like. That you can't do. The Chacham say you can't do that. Clue is for the different. Of course you can do that. Why? Tanai Bezdin. Okay. Good. Exactly. It could even be the Rabbanan. Right? It could even be... What? By a Bari.
Yeah, because it's an exception.
It's an exception. Exactly. So, the question is, why... Go back to the question. Rav Papa asked a question. Rav Papa's question was, why did Rebbe have to answer back Reb Nosson and say, no, the Mishnah really should say it's a gift? What was Rebbe even thinking? What kind of havmin with it? Rebbe took it back anyway. Rebbe said it's ridiculous anyway. But when Rebbe said it's ridiculous, he gave an answer. No, it's a gift. So that's Rav Papa. What kind of answer was that? No matter what, it's an exception. It's an exception no matter what. Why? Because it's in the Makdash Shlomo Lolem. No matter what, it's an exception. So what did the Rebbe just say? Did the answer is it's an exception? Why do you give an answer of yes, but it's a gift? Even if it is a gift, it's still an exception. Why? It's Lo B'Olam. So the whole thing is an exception. Right? Here's Abaye's answer. This is the part I don't really understand. Amale. So Abaye answers back to Rav Papa. Mishum de kamapak le b'loshon yirtun. Because it says loshon of yirtun in the Mishnah there in Ksuvas. Okay? In other words, Rav Noson taps Rebbe on the shoulder and says, Rebbe, I don't understand. We have a Mishnah here that says a lashon of yirtun. I know, says Rav Noson, I know that the same halacha would apply if it said yisput. Why? Why would the same halacha apply? Because it's an exception. Why is it an exception? Because otherwise it's never working. It's lo bal olam. So I know, Rebbe, it's an exception. I'm fully aware of that. Right? I'm fully aware of that. Then why did you use lashon of yirtun? The fact you use the lashon of yirtun, you're talking about Yerusha, that conjures up Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruchah. Even though this is an exception, it conjures up. Why do you use the lashon of yirtun? Why did you pick that lashon? It doesn't make a difference what lashon you used. Either way, it's going to work. Why? Because it's an exception. Why did you pick the lashon of yirtun? Why did you pick that? Why that one? It's not even true. It's not even a yirtun. It's not even. The whole thing is an exception. It's to protect the boys. Why did you use the lashon of yirtun? The fact that you use the lashon of yirtun makes, right away, I ran to Yochanan ben Baruchah. By you using that word, that extra, not an extra word, but using that word, you were implying that we should hold up with Yochanan ben Baruchah. And Rebbe's answer back is, no. I meant to write yisput, or it should say yisput. Then Rebbe said, that doesn't make a difference. Okay? That's Abaye's answer. By the fact that you use the word of yirtun, you're implying that that we should hold up with Yochanan ben Baruchah. Why? Because that's a very funny word. It's not even a necessary word. No matter what the boys are getting it, it's an exception to the rules. If it's an exception to the rules, why do you pick the lashon of yirtun? It must be because we hold the Yochanan ben Baruchah. Chazer v'amar Abaye. Then Abaye, you know what? That's not a good answer. I changed my mind, says Abaye. Lav milsi hi d'amri. That's not true what I said. That was a mistake. I said that to Rav Papa. That's not true. Tatnan, because we have a Mishnah that says, it's the same Mishnah there. The Mishnah was talking about male boy. What about if you only have girls? What about if you only have girls? Now they don't inherit anything. This guy, his father wants to marry off his daughter, but he's marrying off his daughter to a guy that already has kids. So he's very nervous that what's going to happen, his dowry is going to be lost to those kids. So what does he do? Kill us, but indifferent. What if there are girls? What if they only have girls? The new marriage, this new marriage, there's only girls. They don't inherit anyway. So, Tanan, lo kasav la. If the guy does not write, so we have to protect the girls also, right? So if the guy doesn't write, nukvin dahavyun l'chi minayu. The girls that we're going to have together. Yahavyun yosvin bebesi, they're going to stay in the house. V'yitzanan minachasai, and they're going to be supported. Ad tislichin l'guvrin. Until they get married. Normally, you don't have to support, minatora, medina de gemara, you didn't have to support girls after the age of 6. They're on their own. No, for these girls, I'm going to, till they're married. Right? The emotions, the whole tshuva doesn't apply to it, whatever. Till they're married. Chayev. And even if you don't write that, you still have to put it in. Why? Shoot tonight, bested. So tonight, it's a bested. Now, what does that mean? How does that work? That's for sure not Yerusha. So it's not Yerusha. What is that? The havilazeh matana, vilazeh b'Yerusha. What's that? It's a matana for the girls, and it's a Yerusha for the boys. V'chol zeb Yerusha v'lzeb matana. If you write a lashon like that, you stick in the lashon of matana and Yerusha together. Afila rabban and modi. Nobody argued on that. We had the crazy daf where all these different things. What you said. We had Rish Lakish over there, right? But everyone agreed that if you write a lashon of zeb matana and zeb Yerusha, that it would work. That's exactly what you wrote over here. The girls are getting a matana. They're going to be supported until they're married. No problem. The boys, they're getting a Yerusha. Right? Amalei. So therefore what? So therefore what? What? So we didn't have to say. Yes. No. Abaye is changing his mind.
Yeah, he's trying to defend.
Right. So we didn't have to say Yirtun.
No, he's trying to defend
Right.
Right.
And then they ask the kasha, but either way it's irrelevant.
Right. So Abai defended Rebbe's answer.
What?
So first Abai defended Rebbe's.
Right. Now Abai says, that makes no sense. Why does it make no sense? Because, why does it mean? Because the Chacham would agree that what? It's an exception again. Why is it an exception again? Because the Matana and Yerusha together. Right? So Amalei Rav Nechumi, it's the Amar of Nechun Ben Yuni Labaya, Mimai Dibachad Beidina Iskin. Who told you that these dinim of boys from this new marriage and girls from this new marriage are the same takana? Yeah, they were the same Mishnah and Ksuvah. Who said they're from the same takana? Who said they go hand in hand? Dilma betrayed Beidini Iskun. Maybe there's two separate bezins made up this din, and they have nothing to do with each other. And therefore you can't say this din, well, it was a Yerusha and a Matana rolled all into one, and therefore even the Rabbanan would agree. Maybe they would not agree. Why would they not agree? Because it's not the same takana. Says Abaya, lo soka daitach. Don't think that. Diktani Reisha, zeh medrash darsha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because the Reisha said, this was the drasha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of the Chacham and Keren B'Yavneh, that in front of the Chacham and Keren B'Yavneh, where they were in the Sanhedrin, there was in Yavneh, the Habanim Yirshu, the boys inherit, the Habanos Yizonu, and the girls get supported. The same Mishnah, the same Takana, the whole thing happened with Elazar ben Azariah. Ma Bonim Ain Yorshin El Achamisas Avim, just like the boys don't inherit till after the father dies. Ach Bonos Lo Yiznu El Achamisas Avim. So do the girls, not till the father's born. Now, till the father dies. I'm sorry. Iyar Bishlam Bechad Beidina Iskun. That makes sense if it's one takana. Hainu the Alfina takana mi takana. So we're gonna compare one takana. The same thing. Ella Iyar betray Beidina Iskun. Two bezdins. Heichi Alfina takana mi takana. How could you learn one takana from another takana? How could you do that? Two different bezdins. Says the Gemara Mimai, what's the big deal? Dilma la'olam emalach v'trei beidina iskun. It could even still be two bezdins. So what? V'chid dina basra takan ki beidina kama. The second bezdin, look at the first takana. Ooh, that makes sense. Right? Let's say it was for girls. Ooh, that makes sense. Let's do the same thing for boys. Oh, that makes sense. Let's do the same thing for girls. Same takana. Ki hechid lo tiksha takanta mi takanta. The other way around, it's even worse. Then what, you have two takanas that don't hand in hand? That doesn't make any sense either. End of the Gemara. So how do we end? Yeah. So how do we end? Look at the Rashbam of L'olam Eimalach Betrei Beidini Iskun. Right? Says the Rashbam, V'ein kan toch kidei dibur. Therefore, Rebbe had to say Yispun. And he's going to say, the afak after the Rebbe, Kabriochan and Baroka Svirule, Kadirin Lael, Amazuka, Marchanina, Rabiana, Rav, Hakabriochan, I feel like I'm a Yispun, look me in my season to recall. Okay? Tosma says, Pirush, the Sveikahavi, E. Amar Babari, O Lob. Even though Rosh Ram says it's definite, Tulsa says a suffix, and then he says, Nira de Bebari Nami Omar Medhammer of Nasan, then maybe we do it like him, because Reb Nasan said that we passed on Reb Yochanan ben Baroka. Didn't we say Shmamina that Reb Yochanan ben Baroka is talking about a healthy person? You should see the Ramban get out of that, because it's like big machlokas we've shown him. Do we hold Reb Yochanan ben Baroka head by a bari or not? Rosh Ram said yes. Tulsa says here in one shot, no. Then the second he says, yeah, I also agree. The reheld no. Tosas, whoever wrote that, says, yeah, I do. Big machlokas. 10 mishonim on each side. But didn't we say shmamina? Didn't we say shmamina? You see from here, the rochon and rochon is by bari. Shmamina. Right? Says the Ramban, just because it says shmamina doesn't mean hold like that. And they get out of it. It says dilma. Maybe it's not really a raya. All these klolim and shas.
If my guy gets married.
So if a guy gets married,
and he's a shchimra?
No, he's not a shchimra. He's a bari. He's a bari. Because that's a separate exception by Bilin Dichrin. But if a guy's sitting in his living room and all his kids are around, he says to him, I really don't like that kid. I really don't like him. I'm not giving him anything. He's a healthy guy. Would that work? Right. So with Bilin Dichrin, 100%. He's a healthy guy. Young guy getting married. Does it work? 100% it works. Why? It's an exception. Different story. That's a different story. Does that apply to everybody? Absolutely not. So what's the halacha? We don't know. It's a suffix over here. It's a machlokas we've shown him.
Is that from
Ah, that's the whole daf. So how do we end off? I guess that's also machlokes, how we end off.
No, if we say it's a proof that Yochanan broke it, then it's Yerusha.
If we say, right, exactly. If we say it's a proof, then it's a Yerusha. If we say it's not a proof, it could still be a Yerusha, it's still an exception, or it could be a Matana. Either way. Either way.
No, but it's under the purview of a Ksuba, or it's under
the Hanukkah? I don't know. I don't know. On Friday's daf, the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference? What's the difference? And then I know the Nesiva, what's the difference? There's a million differences. Right? What Dwar and Afkamina is if it's a ksuva or it's a gift. Number one, can someone take it away from you? Right? That's number one. Number two, does the wife have to be supported? If it's a ksuva, she does. If it's a gift, she does not. Right, we'll get to it on Friday. Okay. Now we have 4 minutes to do the rest of the daf, which is also not easy. Not easy. Listen to this. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hakosef kol nechasav l'ishto. If somebody writes everything to his wife, he writes a document. I'm giving everything to my wife. Nobody in their right mind wants to disinherit their children. Nobody wants to do that. And everybody knows. Most people don't. Most people. And everybody knows. Everybody knows that a wife doesn't inherit at all. So what's he writing? She has a ksuba. She's protected. So what's he writing? He's basically giving her covid. Lo'asa el apotropta. He made her an apotropus. She's in charge of the estate. Bitch, she's in charge of the estate. Right? What if there are gedolim? The gedolim say, what do you want from us? We don't need this estate. We don't need you to be apotropus. I'm getting that field. We're 20 years old. We don't need you. Right? So Ramosha has a truth. In 1963, someone asked Ramosha, what's the story with this Gemara over here? He said, it depends. Sometimes there could be rights that the wife would have. If there are rights that the wife has, I don't know what rights those are. Maybe she has some certain kind of rights, then obviously he was being mechavit her. If taka, there are no rights, and they're gedol, they don't need this, then they don't need it. So it depends on the situation. Okay? So of course it's pshita. Is that obvious? Pshita, it's obvious. Benoha gadol, that if you have an old son, lo asa el apotropos. You only made him an apotropos. For sure, no kshayla about that. Why? Because you're not going to disown him. What about benoha katan mai? What about a young son? It's very unusual to be mechavet a young son. Why be mechavet him? So maybe you really want to give him everything. What do you mean mechavet him for? That's going to be the whole theme of the Gemara. Why would you be mechavet this person? There's no incentive to be mechavet this person. Itmar, Rabbi Chani Loi bar Idi Amar Shmuel, Afilu b'no katan, Mutav Arisa. Even if he's in the crib. What is it? It's kavod. You want to disinherit your other sons? Absolutely not. Pshita, Benova Acher, it's very clear. Let's say you write a document. Everything's going to my son and my neighbor. Acher b'matana, that's only a matana. Yeah, nobody gives in Yerusha to non-relative. Who does that? You make your family protected. You like your neighbor very much. He mowed your lawn every time you went on vacation. Shkoyach, what do you mean? You're giving him a gift. Very nice. You give him a gift. You took care of you your whole life. You give him a gift. What about the Yerusha? It's not Yerusha. Ubina apotropis, and your son is the apotropis for the rest of the family. Yes. It could be. The Rishpam talks about that. Ishto the Acher. It's fine. Listen to this. Ishto Arusa. What if you have you're not married yet. You have an Arusa. You're only an Arusa. Or Ishto Gerusha. Or you give it to you should divorce already. Or Bimatana. That's a Matana. You're not giving an inheritance to your divorced wife. What are you giving her? I give a Matana. Ibayalahu. What about the following question? Bas etel abanim. What about a daughter among other sons? Or v'isha etel achim. Or a wife among brothers. Isha etel b'nei habal. Or a wife among the b'nei habal. In other words, achim means the husband's brothers, and b'nei habal means the husband's other children that are not her, she's not their mother. What's he doing now? Mahu. It's Amar Avinu Mishmei Durava. Bikulu lo kana. None of them are kinyan. Levar me ishto arusa v'ishto gerusha. Nobody gives his divorced wife a yerusha. What is that? That's a matana. Rav Avira Mishmei Derava Amar Bekulu Kani. All of them are a gift. All of them are a valid yerusha. Levar etep me isha etel achin, a wife among brothers, v'isha etel bnei abal, or a wife among the other children. Why? Because again, there's no reason why he would mechabit them over them. Nobody reason he would mechabit his wife over them. I just did that very quickly. I'm sorry, we ran out of time. The Gemara will go into this much more tomorrow, and we will resume then, and everybody have a very good day.